Edutainment Learning is powered by Academica Virtual Education and Collegia TV. For more information, visit www.edutainmentlearning.com.
My name is Mary Sho Stark. I am a physician assistant, and I am an assistant professor at the Yale School of Medicine Physician Assistant Online Program, and I am also affiliate faculty at the Yale Institute of Global Health. I'm also a consultant for the U.S. federal government, and I am also on the board of physician assistants for global health. So I have many different titles, but I will tell you a little bit about how I got into medicine. But I want to first say thank you, Ralph, and thank you for inviting me to speak to all your students. And I'm really excited and can't believe how many people are actually here to listen to me speak here. So just to tell you a little bit about myself, I'm born and raised in Miami, Florida. I live in Miami Beach. Yesterday we had a hurricane, if you didn't know that, but everything was okay here in the area, so that went well. So basically, I think I always knew I really wasn't good at singing or dancing or anything like that. And so I was always very passionate about helping people. So for me, I said, well, what could I do that I could help people? So I started to look into medicine. And so that is how I went to school at the University of Florida. I went to undergrad there. That's in Gainesville, Florida. And from there, I studied, my undergrad was actually, I was an English major. So I liked writing. And then I did a whole bunch of pre-medical prerequisites. So that was a lot of the science courses, because initially I thought I was going to go into medical school. And then I said, do I want to go into medical school? I don't know. That means I wanted to do trauma surgery, and trauma surgery would mean that I would be in school almost for years and years. And even though that there's nothing wrong with that, I thought, do I always want to do trauma surgery? So one day when I was at the University of Florida, I went to the health clinic. I had mono, if you must know. And I went to the clinic and I met a physician assistant. And when I met the physician assistant, I said, what is a physician assistant? I said, what do they do? So the physician assistant there told me that they are a mid-level provider. So not a nurse, not a doctor, but in the middle of those two professions. So they can see patients, they can treat patients, they can diagnose, they can prescribe, they can assist in surgeries. And so I said, that's interesting. So in the end, I ended up going to physician assistant school at University of Florida, which is after 4 years of undergrad, I was able to enroll in the program, which was 2 years after the 4 years of education. It's a graduate master's program. And from there, I worked for 2 years. I did my rotations, many of my rotations in trauma surgery and critical care, because I was very interested in the acute traumas, the car accidents, the stabbings, the shootings, the shark attacks, and all those different things that were very high energy and adrenaline. So from there, I got a job working in trauma surgery at University of Florida. I helped start the level one trauma center there with my old boss. We worked about 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, trying to get the program up and running. We were always on call. We saw a lot of different traumas. You name it, we saw it. So along those lines, I met a lot of people who were doing different trainings in different countries, and I had always had an interest to work overseas. And I was very passionate about the physician assistant profession, because I believe it is an amazing profession where you get to help people. And I wanted to be able to start this profession everywhere in the world, and I thought it was phenomenal. So after that, I quit my job. I sold all my things and traveled around the world for a year. I tried to start physician assistants in Australia and South Africa. It didn't work out all that well, but I did learn a lot in the experience and the process. Both of the countries did end up getting the profession at later dates, which is absolutely amazing. Our profession of physician assistants, we do exist in about 56 different countries under 18 different names. So it gets a little confusing of what our profession might be called in a different country. So wherever you are, you might have a physician assistant somewhere, but you might not. So a lot of countries in Europe do have physician assistants, and many countries in Africa do, and they're known as clinical officers, clinical associates, and many other different names. So after I finished traveling around the world and trying to do that, I moved over to Hawaii. I moved to the island of Maui, where I was recruited to start a trauma center there. Not all the parts were in play, but I ended up doing a lot of general surgery and trauma surgery as well. And then somewhere along those lines, I got hired by the U.S. federal government to consult in disaster. So I started looking in disaster with disaster management teams. With my career in disaster, I've been able to work in Nepal after the earthquake, Haiti after the earthquake, many different hurricanes, Hurricane Dorian, Hurricane in the Bahamas, Hurricane Sandy, New York City, Hurricane Michael, the Panhandle of Florida. I've worked in Venezuela, and I've at the borders helping with the migration crisis. So I've had a lot of different experience. I've also worked with the U.S. federal government to work President Trump's inauguration on the White House lawn, Obama's State of the Unions, and many other different high-level events that prepare for disaster, even though a disaster is actually not happening. After living in Hawaii, I did move to Los Angeles. I started working again in trauma surgery, doing some urgent care, and also working a lot for a bunch of different nonprofit charities. Somewhere along that line, I started my own events medicine business, which was a great learning experience. That means I got to work a lot of events. I got to work on the professional surfing tour. So I traveled around with the professional surfing athletes as their medical staff, setting up for disaster, setting up for preparing for evacuation, and just routine medical problems that the surfers might encounter when they're surfing really big 60-foot waves. So I got to do that for a while. I got to travel around on very large boats and places all over the world, being able to do that. I've worked a lot of large events like Burning Man, US Open of Tennis, New York City Marathon, Paris Marathon, and many large scale different events, which have been amazing experiences. After leaving Los Angeles, I moved to New York City and decided to go back and decide to work in teaching and education. So I started to teach physician assistant students. And currently I was recruited to work at Yale University for their online physician assistant program. So we do classes online, just like you are online right now. And I teach the students from all over the country in the United States. I'm very heavily involved with a lot of global health work. As I mentioned, I just got back from Johannesburg, South Africa, where we were helping write some policy documents in order to get primary healthcare and healthcare to everybody in the continent of Africa. Seems like a very large project, and it is, but we're trying to build sustainable models that can be scalable and are able to essentially be replicable. So always having a lot of different projects. I work on a lot of different diversity and equity research projects with the Yale School of Medicine. I'm on the communications board for the International Association of Physician Associate Educators, and I'm on the Vice President of Physician Assistance for Global Health, a Global Ambassador to the American Academy of PAs, and creator of a student organization called IFPACS. It's the International Federation of Physician Assistant, Physician Associate, Clinical Officer, and Comparable Student Association. We wanted to unite our students, and so I created this organization so that students from all over the world can start to have an advocacy voice like the medical students do. So that is a little bit about my profession. I do consult occasionally with the World Health Organization on some documents and policy documents, writing, and I am happy to share this story with you. And so that's a little bit about my profession and my career over the past many years. So I suppose, any questions, Ralph?
Yeah, we have a number of questions. You guys keep them coming in the chat. Do you sleep? This is a lot of stuff you do in your day. I'm like, wow, that is incredibly impressive. So we'll just jump right into some student questions if that's okay with you. So I will go ahead. We have Christina, and here, Mary, you should be able to unmute.
Christina, I mute myself. normally that I didn't realize.
Christina, go ahead and ask.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
I'm so glad to be here with you, and I have a question that is that how did you know that your passion was physician assistant?
Yes, I know. Sometimes it's hard to know what your passion is, like, right? There's a lot of things. I knew that I always liked helping people, and I was trying to find jobs in which I could help people. I knew I wasn't great at singing or dancing or any of those other things. And so I said, what can I do? And so I started to volunteer in a hospital. And that was actually one of the first steps that I did was volunteering in a hospital. And so I think if you have that interest, you start to, you know, meet the different professions in the hospital. You meet the nurses, you meet the doctors, you meet all the different people, and you start to say, oh, okay, well, who, you know, like which role do, you know, sometimes it's a mentor. Sometimes for me, it was meeting somebody who was a physician. I had worked in the hospital for many years and I had worked with all the doctors. I did lots of research projects as a volunteer. Also then I ended up getting paid and in the hospital to do research. And so I one day went to the, you know, clinic myself and met a physician assistant, and she explained her profession. And I said, I want to know more about it. And so I started looking for the physician assistants in the hospital and started to shadow them, to talk to them. I started asking questions. I was like, what do you like about your job? And I think that's one of the most important things for you all is to follow your passions, but also to talk to people who are in the profession, see if they like their job, you know, see how their quality of life is, see what you can do, you know. And I believe in whatever profession you choose, you know, you make it a collaborative profession, work with your teammates, always try to be respectful of all your colleagues, and really, really try to work as a team, because we're stronger when we work together as a team. So I think the physician assistant profession was great for me in that aspect, because I get to work in a lot of teamwork.
Yeah. And can you talk a little bit about, like, what is it like in the day-to-day as a physician's assistant, like when you're right there on the front lines, like you've kind of touched on?
Yeah. And I think that's different for whatever profession you can go into. So to explain a little bit more about physician assistants, it is a healthcare provider. We can see patients, we can treat, we can diagnose, we can prescribe medications. In many other countries, some of the countries, we can perform surgeries because that's what's needed for the country. So it really depends. But one of the big things about physician assistant, which is different than nurse practitioner, is that we can switch specialties as well as doctors. We can switch specialties. So I can work in a family medicine office, but then I can also work in an emergency medicine office. I can work in a podiatry office or feet, or I can work in an ophthalmology office with eyes. So I have the ability where we are trained as a generalist so that we can work in multiple different locations. So for me, when I worked in trauma surgery, my role and responsibility was to get up in the morning. I would go round on all of my patients in the morning, write notes on those patients, make sure, examine them, see how they were doing, order labs, check blood work, interpret any radiological tests like x-rays or EKGs or anything like that. And then I would go with whatever the flow had. We carried a pager, which is like a beeper, which sometimes is like a little portable cell phone now. It depends on where you're at. And with that, we got calls for trauma. And so we would respond down to the emergency department, and somebody would sometimes be in a car accident, or sometimes they would fall from a ladder, or sometimes they would, you know, be bitten by a shark. And so we had to be prepared for whatever came in, and we'd respond to the emergency department. So sometimes, like what you see on television, we'd be performing CPR, we'd be drawing blood, we would be putting in lines, and we would stabilize the patient, and then we bring them to the operating room, or we bring them to the floor, and then we have to make sure to round on them the rest of the day. And so to make sure to take care of them, see how they're doing, address their wounds, address their concerns, make sure they're eating, make sure that they are working with an interprofessional team of physiotherapists, occupational therapists, social workers, case managers, and all of the different disciplines in order to ensure that we have a multidisciplinary, interprofessional, collaborative care to be able to take care of the patient. So I think that's where I stress teamwork is so important in whatever profession you go into.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a question from Sarah. Sarah, you should be able to unmute. You had a pretty good question, my friend.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be attending this session right now. My question is, which was the most fulfilling experience you have ever had in your job?
Ooh, that is a tough one. Actually, I truthfully think that I'm appreciative and grateful, and I love my job so much that, and I really mean that, because I think it's been able to have a variety of things, like being able to, you know, tell somebody that their family member is alive after an accident is fulfilling, you know, being able to, you know, deliver a baby and, you know, and that's in the middle of a trauma code is fulfilling. You know, being able to work, you know, with athletes and they win the competition and it's amazing. And you remember them, you know, thanking you for their care and in being able to take care of you. Even just, you know, everyday runners working the marathon and their excitement and their faces when they finish a marathon. So it's all, you know, very fulfilling. I think even with the aspects of, you know, teaching and students and being able to mentor students is so amazing, because you get to see the students grow and you get to see them be able to meet people in your field. And I love to introduce my students to different people. We've created Wild Med Wednesday, which if you're interested in that, that is the first Wednesday of every month. And we do a talk on wilderness medicine. And so I introduce my students to all of these people who come and give talks for us. So I can send that to Ralph, who can share that with you. So Ralph, remind me on that. And then we do, you know, global health talks. And so the ability to like share all of that with my students is absolutely amazing. You know, it's fulfilling to, you know, work large scale events, you know, like the inauguration or the State of the Unions that are happening in this country, which politically, because, you know, you're doing your service to protect the country. I think, you know, when I work in disaster zones and you're the first to arrive in a certain place and people feel very helpless and feel that they've been forgotten, I think that is a very fulfilling moment. So I think overall, like, I really enjoy my job and I really love what I get to do. And with Yale University, I get to work on a program called the Virtual Interprofessional Education Program. And with that, I bring students together from all over the world to learn about each other's roles and responsibilities and watch them be able to figure out how they can work together to solve very complex problems, such as healthcare, but also complex problems such as, you know, getting them together to talk about climate change and disasters and hurricanes and, you know, counterterrorism things. So this multidisciplinary approach to being able to bring students from healthcare to learn about other fields of disciplines, because I think what you're doing right here is amazing. You're learning about everyone's roles, their responsibilities, what they do in their jobs, to help you better understand how, once you go out into the field, and how you can work with them. Because as I said, it's all about teamwork. No matter what discipline you're in, we're all related, we're all people, and we all need to make sure that we're taking care of each other. So I guess, I don't know, there's so many fulfilling things.
That was great. We'll go with three more questions and we'll let you go, because we know we're taking a bit of your time. But we have a question from Olia. Olia, go ahead and unmute to ask. You had a very good question, my friend.
Hello, nice to meet you. First of all, I would like to thank you for the work that you do. And then my question is, how do you prefer to be addressed when treating patients?
That's a good question, because we are not doctors. We are, so a lot of times I will just go by Mary. So a lot of times I'm just okay with, you can call me Mary, and that's fine.
That's pretty straightforward. I love it. So Ruby Lee, you can unmute. She is one of our students in Spain. Go ahead and ask your question.
Hi, it's a pleasure being here. My question is, would you recommend studying this major to have this job?
Sorry, I didn't hear. Studying this major?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a physician assistant?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I would. I mean, so in undergrad, I did the prerequisites for medicine. which are very similar to the basically that you can either go pre-medical to be a doctor or you can become a physician assistant. And so your physician assistant is 2 years after those 4 years. And I would absolutely recommend my profession. So I work in education. And so I really believe in it. And I believe in my profession. And I believe that we're a healthcare cadre that can basically help, fulfill a lot of the healthcare gaps that exist in the world. So,
and not to mention, like, with your career, like, you've had more adventures than Indiana Jones. Like, the stuff that you've been able to do is pretty impressive. And that this next question from Jules kind of has to do with your travels and your opinion about healthcare. Go ahead, Jules.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Nice
to meet you. What do you think of the American health system comparing to those of other countries you already traveled, please?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think each country has its own individual unique health system. All of them have differences. All of them have pros. All of them have cons. So I think it's always working on focusing in on the positive and really just saying, like, how can we treat the person as a person, right? We don't even want to treat them just as a patient, right? We want to treat them as the whole person. So I think no matter which the healthcare system that you're working in, whether it's the US, overseas, in Africa, or abroad in Europe, I think the goal is to have person-centered care. And if we always focus on that, I think no matter what the system is, we can make that work.
Well done. So before we let you go, for the final question, I always ask this of all of our guests, what kind of advice would you give to these kids as they go off into the world and figure out what they want to do with their lives?
Well, never be scared to ask, but ask respectfully, right? Be humble. Really believe in yourself, that you can do anything. I think a lot of people said, oh, you can't work in, initially, like, it was hard for me. School was hard. It was difficult, you know? And I think undergrad was easy for me. And then PA school got really complicated. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is way harder than I thought it was. And so I found study groups. I worked with people and really studied hard to make it happen. So don't ever, I think somebody told me once, if you fail and get up quickly again, because you will succeed. So never stop believing in yourself and never, I know that's hard sometimes, but I think it's really, really important. And remember to, reach out to your support systems and, work together in a collaborative environment. So I think teamwork, always supporting each other. Don't be competitive with each other. Don't be competitive with yourself. We can be our own worst critic at times. But just continue daily to remind yourself, like, that you can do anything you put your mind to it. A lot of people said you can't work in sports. You can't work outside of the hospital in this field. But I called Red Bull, I called, sports companies, and I was like, hey, I would like to work with you. Hey, I'd like to work with you. And, sometimes maybe that annoyed them, but it really was able to shape my career because it was something that I was passionate about and really, really wanted. So I encourage you to do whatever you continue to always believe in yourself.
Well, thank you for those kind words and the words of wisdom. And thank you so much for your time. Guys, I put out in the chat, we have some awesome, amazing guest speakers, much like Mary here, but we have a retired FBI agent, the creator of Master's Class is doing one on Monday. If you want to ask him some questions, 9/11 survivors. So feel free to sign up if it meets your interest and your time. But before we go, before I end the meeting for all, Mary, I'm going to allow everyone to unmute. And can we say thank you to Mary for spending time with us, her very valuable time, because obviously, she does a lot in her day. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.